A warm welcome along to your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Rob Eddy. Newcastle were held to a 2-2 draw on Sunday at St James's Park against relegation strugglers West Ham. Mikel Antonio fired the Hammers into a fourth-minute lead before Miguel Almiron slid home Newcastle's first equaliser in the 17th minute. Thomas Susek scored his second goal in as many games as West Ham retook the lead shortly after the hour, but that advantage was short-lived with the Magpies drawing level through Jonjo Shelvey in the 67th minute. After the game, Steve Bruce was happy with the fighting spirit his side showed. He told BBC Sport, "I was delighted the way we have come back twice. We didn't start well and we knew there would be a threat from set pieces. We have managed to dig deep and find a reaction, which doesn't surprise me with the way the players are. The run continues and deservedly so." The draw was probably a fair result. West Ham were a very well-organised team and you would not expect anything different from David Moyes. They are fighting for their lives, so their defensive organisation set them up well and they are a big, powerful side. Bruce insists, though, that Newcastle will not be resting on their laurels despite seemingly securing their survival for next season, as he targets a better finish than last season. He added, "We have 5 points to go to beat the points tally from last year, and that has to be the aim. But if somebody had said to us we would have taken 40 points with 5 games to play, we would have snatched their hands off." Things are not looking so good, though, for Wednesday's trip to Manchester City because injuries are causing a problem for Steve Bruce. Alan St. Maximin is one of those that is doubtful, as are Sean Longstaff and Isaac Hayden. Bruce said, "Unfortunately, I don't think I could ask Alan to go again on Wednesday, that's for sure. Our two arguably fittest players in Sean Longstaff and Isaac Hayden have both got hamstring injuries. They're not so serious, but it's 2 or 3 weeks, which probably rules them out." And finally, for the Bulletin, Bruce has admitted that talks are still ongoing as he tries to convince Matty Longstaff that his future lies with Newcastle. He said, according to the Chronicle, "They're still ongoing, so let's hope that before we clear off at the end of the season, we've got some clarity on it. I'll keep plugging away because, as I keep saying, for me, the boy should play his football here. Again, he's involved today, will be involved on Wednesday when we play Manchester City, so I hope we can get it over the line." That's all for now. We'll have more later.